Well, we're joined here in the studio by mortgage advisor Michael Dowling, Managing Director of Dowling Financial. We asked you to come on the programme, Michael, to talk about these restrictions on mortgage lending which have been announced by ICS. But before we do that, what about these figures now we have from the CSO? What do you make of them?
Well, I think following on from the figures in rental properties announced during the week as well, I mean, it's unfortunately supply and demand. I mean, there is significant demand still out there in the market, and we just don't have enough new homes being built. And secondly, there isn't enough second-hand homes being traded in the market. There are eye-watering increases in property prices. But I think, as Petula alluded to there earlier, it's the third month in a row the level of increase is reducing.
Yeah, and I wonder, does that tally with what you're experiencing and seeing yourself?
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt on the market today. We have seen the first ECB interest rate increase last month of 0.5%. We know there's another 0.25% coming in September and potentially another 0.5 to 0.75% in December. They're going to have impacts on people's views on property. It's going to impact on their borrowing capacity. And I think this time next year, the level of increase in property price will be down to low single-digit figures.
So what then about this announcement from ICS today about the changes they're bringing in, the limitations on their borrowing? They say, effectively, in the statement I'm looking at here, that they've pretty well hit their target for the year already. So, you know, are they effectively saying we really don't want any more business?
I think that's quite true. But I think, firstly, I think I'd like to reassure all of your listeners, there is no intention, in my opinion, that you will see any other bank repeat what ICS announced yesterday.
Just to be clear, this is the loan-to-value ratios have been
yeah,
adjusted.
The two most significant changes they've made is that the loan-to-income ratio, the maximum loan-to-income ratio they will apply is 2.5 times salary, whereas the central bank guideline is 3.5 times salary, and there are exceptions beyond that as well. Secondly, they've reduced the loan-to-value ratio for first-time buyers to 80% and down to 70% for second-time buyers. Again, they're lower than the central bank macroprudential rules. But as I say, to absolutely reassure your listeners, no other bank, in my opinion, is going to be following these.
In effect, for those trying to secure a mortgage, it does reduce the options out there in the marketplace. People now are really with Bank of Ireland or AIB, aren't they?
If you look at it, there's no doubt. Like there are eight banks in the market, but three of those are part of the AIB group. ICS, in effect, in making that announcement on Wednesday, are closed for business until they make those changes. So it is reducing the choice available to borrowers.
And ICS, reducing competition in the marketplace as well.
Yeah.
Which is bad news for borrowers.
No, I agree with you, Brian. It's not good, because if you take it, like, ICS are one of the newer players in the market. They came in, they had very attractive interest rates. And now, in a very short period of time, they've increased their interest rates quite significantly. Like, they're one of the more expensive lenders now on the fixed rate scenario. And now these other criteria change effectively mean they're not open for business, as I say, until they make the amendments.
Just a final question, and it's in relation to a statement from the Institute of Professional Auctioneers and Valuers today. They're calling for mortgage terms offered by the banks to be extended for up to 40 to 50 years to address the current situation in the housing market. What do you make of that kind of a 50-year mortgage?
Well, look, a 50-year mortgage, if it was to be available, would only be available to those in their 20s, I mean, in real terms. I think there's some merit in looking at longer terms. Obviously, they are only going to be available for those of a younger age bracket, 25 to 30 age bracket.
But I think that even that, you're looking at still paying a mortgage in your 80s.
I think, though, in reality, if you look at it, the vast majority of people will make part payments during the term of their mortgage. Their income increases as they get promotions within work. And in reality, I don't see someone having a 40-year mortgage in 40 years' time still having that mortgage.
There are markets around the world where people inherit a mortgage from their parents, don't they?
Like in Japan, they have intergenerational mortgages, and that's one of the ways they
have. Are we going in that direction?
I'm not so sure we're going to head in that direction. I think there's merit in the proposal, to be fair to it. But whether there's a willingness there from the Irish banks to work with it.
Is it not something also that would just fuel yet more house price inflation?
Well,
more money chasing a limited supply.
Well, look, I do think this is more aimed at the cohort who are on lower incomes and to give them a better opportunity to get on that property ladder. So it's not necessarily for those who are on larger incomes. They're still going to go for a shorter term. But it's just to give an opportunity for those who are on a lower income to give them that opportunity to get onto the property ladder.
Michael Dowling, thanks for talking to us on the News at One.